Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How are you doing?
I'm great, Faisal. How about you?
I'm wearing my pink, my friend.
That's not pink. That's mauve.
Is that mauve? Okay. I don't even know what mauve is, but I call it pink.
Wife dressed you this morning. Clearly.
We've got the CIBC Run for Cure on breast cancer tomorrow, so I'm kind of pre-wearing.
Oh, is that what you were trying to do? You picked mauve for that?
Pink.
Okay.
Can we just stick with the colors that I know? I can't even spell mauve, and you're using those kind of words with me. It's too early for this.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you. Anybody that can help Faisal spell mauve and sends an email to him gets a free book.
Look at that.
Bulletproof your retirement if you know how to spell mauve and send it to Faisal.
I need all the help I can get, apparently. We're giving away free books for me and my spelling. Fantastic.
Oh, it's going to be that kind of day, isn't it?
And it's going to be that kind of a show. We're going to have a great time. We're going to be talking about the research and advances that have been in helping people with Alzheimer's. They want to help them with living their lives much better. There are opportunities out there, Dave, for jobs and for career changes. And as you're entering or transitioning into retirement.
You know, I think this is a really important piece of the conversation. There's a lot of people that have had a retirement date chosen for them over the past 4 or 5 years with what's gone on in our city. And not everybody doesn't want to work. I'm not talking about the financial issues around work. Okay, that's a separate issue. But there's lots of people that still want to work, be engaged, and do things. But you may have to transition your skills to something else.
And I think people have to start looking at retirement as a second part of their life, second half of their life. And do what you want to do. Do what makes you happy, what you enjoy doing. That's what retirement is all about. And if that means you're going to be working in a business or for a company, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Enjoy what you want to do.
Right.
But understand that in this economic time, your skills are still valuable, although what you were doing before may not be available.
Right.
And so there's an opportunity to transfer those skills, and we're going to be talking to experts on that as well.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the week that was.
Yeah.
You know, we often call this the water cooler talk bit. I'm going to start here because I've had a bunch of interesting conversations this week, and there was a common theme. We've talked about this theme, I think, before, so I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but Faisal, the common theme again was we have experienced a very concentrated move in U.S. equity markets.
Got you.
Okay.
Okay.
And the questions people are, the conversations I'm having, it's at the people are almost at the point of capitulation. I just want to put all my money into the U.S. stock market because that's been a heck of a good trade over the past 2 years.
Yeah. And if you look at just this year alone, year to date, there has not been a single major investment you can get into besides the U.S. stock market that's given you a positive return.
Yeah, yeah. So exactly, and again, on the heels of a 2017 that was pretty good for U.S. right, and you can feel the pressure. Like my conversations are around feeling the pressure that people are experiencing. We got to put all of our money into one area. Now, I want to broaden the conversation. It's not about the U.S. stock market here. It's about the notion of goals, objectives, and strategies, right? Because here's what's going to happen, or I'm fearful that's happening right now, is people are abandoning a discipline or a strategy they've put in place, whatever that strategy may be, okay? And you could have a strategy that just says, put all my money in the U.S., okay? But let's assume it's not that. Let's assume it is a more diversified strategy.
Well, let's talk about also why you wouldn't put all your eggs in one basket. Doesn't take out the names U.S. stocks and insert anything else at any point in time, technology, cannabis, at some point it was energy stocks, whatever it may be, it was a concentration to one area. Now, concentration can make you a lot of money.
Yep.
It can also lose you a lot of money.
Yep.
And when you're at a point of transitioning to or living in retirement, the problem that we face in volatile times, and we don't know when the volatility is coming. No one sounds a bell or you don't see sirens going off before volatility starts. It just happens. And it is hard to get out of that, putting all your emphasis, even all in the stock market. Mm-hmm. My concern with that is that we are going to see more and more people get frustrated with the amount of exposure.
Yeah.
Is that a good word to use? Exposure in the stock market. And they're pushing their way into the stock market more and more.
Yeah.
And so what's basically going to come out of this is we as for professionals in the financial planning world, professionals as money managers, have to talk to our clients, talk to people in the public, and explain to individuals, you're not going to get 100% of that run-up if you are not 100% in it.
Yep.
And the reason why you're not in it is because of safety, security, lower volatility to reach your goals. And in times like this, it's very difficult to swallow that and say, I'm prepared to take less considering I want to keep things safe.
Yeah. And I'm going to take it a step further even. So what happened if let's talk about the fact that you maybe did have somewhat of a diversified portfolio, but your U.S. portion of your portfolio has done exceptionally well relative to all other aspects over the past 2 years. Now you have got a concentration risk in a diversified portfolio.
Yep.
Simply because of the outperformance of one asset class over the other asset classes.
Correct.
So do you just let it run?
You want me to give you the professional answer or the emotional answer?
Why don't we talk about both?
Okay, let's start with the emotional one. Okay. Let your leaders lead and let them run the course.
Right.
And professionally, I can tell you there is research done over multiple decades that says, at least on an annual basis, take your profits and rebalance. So example, let me give you an example. 60% in stocks, 40% in bonds. Let's assume that you have most of that in the U.S. because you happen to pick it right.
Okay.
Your stock portfolio takes off 20-30%, like it has in the last couple of years in the U.S.
Yeah.
You would then take the profit from that. So if you were actually, 70 or 80% in the stock market, 20% in the bond market because how well the U.S. stock market has done the last couple of years, you're out of whack for your risk tolerance. You're out of whack for your comfort zone. You're out of whack potentially for what the objectives of that money is for. In this situation, we'll call retirement. So if what you should be doing, and this really hurts people,
especially
when I say we're going to be doing this for clients, is taking our profits and putting it into things that are not doing as well.
Right.
How dare you, Faisal, take money out of the fastest growing market and move it into, boring bonds. Mm-hmm. Don't smile, Dave. Don't smile. And that's not doing it. In fact, it's losing money. Well, you're buying at a cheaper price. I don't know anybody who says to me, can you buy me stocks at the top and we'll sell at the bottom? They always say the opposite. Let's start to buy at a cheaper price.
But their behavior is opposite of what they said.
And so if there's anything we can deliver to you as a listener today, think about what we just said when it comes to rebalancing the investments between different markets. Mm-hmm. So Canada, international, emerging markets, and U.S., and between asset classes, we have five pillars. So we always move within the five pillars.
Right.
If you fail to do that, then you are 100% reliant on market timing, knowing what's going to happen before it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a recipe to hurt people's retirement. Ask anybody who was heavily weighted in the energy sector right before it fell, and they stuck with it because they were given the comment of, hang in there. It's long term. Don't worry. Things will be okay.
Right.
It's not going to be okay. It's not going to be just a hang in there mentality. It is a rebalance and protect along the way. That's a different strategy than what you would have if you were 30 and you can let your flyers fly because you've got long time.
You bet. Yeah. I mean, that dollar cost averaging idea is terrific when you're 30 and 40 and plowing new money in constantly. But when your pension is closed, I mean, when you retire, there's no new money coming in and you are living off of your savings, the rules of investing are going to fundamentally change. And we're going to talk about that particular point, my friend, at our upcoming seminar and go into a lot of detail. In fact, a very specific thought exercise about that example and how dangerous it can be as you move into retirement.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that on Tuesday, October 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine and Spirits. Now you need to reserve your seats. And believe me, they are filling fast already. So please call in and reserve your seats at 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
All right, and anybody that can spell MOVE and sends it into morethanmoneyradio.com gets a free book, Bulletproof Your Retirement, just because it's that kind of day and Faisal
so
needs that.
So mean to me.
That was great. Okay, stay tuned after the break because we're going to talk about the latest research into living better with Alzheimer's. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.